Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As is our annual custom, this is the time of year when we share with you excerpts from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt comes from Joan Robinson Berry, Vice President and General Manager for Boeing South Carolina, located in North Charleston.
Areas that I watch a lot, and I know it wasn't mentioned in my bio, but I spent a fair amount of time in space and comm, where when we operated the International Space Station, I was a deputy chief engineer for that operation, and we're no longer flying the shuttle and going up to the International Space Station, and we fundamentally disrupted that market, but we're going to reinvent it, and we're going to change the whole equation around space travel. And, you know, back in the day, it cost us $60 million to launch a satellite. Today, it's under $10 million. And when I was in Silicon Valley a couple weeks ago, we have now these startup companies that are into the satellite business, and I believe that we're going to fundamentally disrupt that entire equation around satellites. And so that's another area for talent development. And, of course, I have to say, we have a very aging infrastructure everywhere. We struggle with our roads, right? But can you imagine the space system, the aircraft system, some cases 60 to 70 years old? We can't embed the new technology on the infrastructure. So ideas and talent around helping reinvent that is another area that we think about. So the forecast suggests by the year 2035, there would be nearly 6 billion passengers using the commercial aviation system. We can't support that today. We have work to do. If we get it right, that's close to 100 million jobs globally. But they have to be the right skill set. Analysts believe today that if we did everything right to get the infrastructure in place, we wouldn't have the talent. And if you just think about Silicon Valley for a minute, one-third of the global value is in the valley. 15,000 startups. And the closest state that's near the valley in startups is New York, and then followed by places in Europe. And so we have an opportunity in this state to figure out how we can capture the same mindset on innovation and startups and that whole movement in that area. That's really important. Now, what keeps me up at night actually is the fact that Boeing has been blessed, because we've kind of been in a duopoly for a long time, Airbus and Boeing. Now, there's regional jets that are in the game, but that's no longer the reality for us with subsidies and all these other interesting things. But what actually keeps me up, other than loud music and jazz, is the fact that Google, SpaceX, Amazon, and other disruptors are saying, hey, these old big companies that are not lean and efficient, we're going to come in and come up with a creative solution like the Airbnb, the Teslas, and other things. And so we need a workforce that's going to understand that and help us stay focused. And what I really, really was so excited about is our new CEO, Dennis Muhlenberg. He's disrupting all of us. He's totally disrupting all of us, because he's saying, Joan, I don't need you to benchmark yourself in Charleston against other aerospace companies. I need you to benchmark yourself against global industrial champions. So you need to get down to Silicon Valley and figure out what they're doing, so we can transfer that talent and that idea and that motivation into this whole equation of being the most efficient airplane producer in the country. And when I was, again, back in the valley, talking to the leaders at Stanford, they said, Joan, you know, we introduced this new degree program called Nano Degrees, anywhere from 3 months to 18 months, and they're online, and 20,000 students around the world signed up for it.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at USC's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt came from Joan Robinson Berry, Vice President and General Manager for Boeing South Carolina, located in North Charleston. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also find a link to the video from the conference. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.